我们请翻开新约马太福音第一章。
Let's open our Bibles to the New Testament, the book of Matthew, chapter 1.
To
save time, we're not going to read it twice, we're just going to read it once.
马太福音第一章第一节，亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。17节，这样从亚伯拉罕到大卫共有14代，从大卫到迁至巴比伦的时候也有14代，从迁到巴比伦的时候到基督又有14代。耶稣基督降生的事记在下面，他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现说，大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因他所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。那么，我们接着从第二章的第一节读到第十二节，好了。
I will now read Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 through 12. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east, and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah. For out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search carefully for the child. And when you have found him, report to me so that I too may come and worship him. After hearing the king, they went their way, and the star, which they had seen in the east, went on before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, The Magi left for their own country by another way.
然后我来读16节啊，希律见自己被谋士愚弄，就大大发怒，差人将伯利恒城里并四境所有的男孩，照着他向博士仔细查问的时候，凡2岁以里的都杀尽了。这就应了先知耶利米的话说，在拉玛听见嚎啕大哭的声音，使拉杰哭他儿女不肯受安慰，因为他们都不在了。希律死了以后，有主的使者在埃及向约瑟梦中显现说，起来带着小孩子和他母亲往以色列地去，因为要害小孩子性命的人已经死了。约瑟就起来把小孩子和他母亲带到以色列地去，只因听见亚基老借着他父亲希律做了犹太王，就怕往那里去，又在梦中被主指示，这指示是指警告啊，便往加利利境内去了，到了一座城名叫拿撒勒，就住在那里，就是要应验先知所说他将要称为拿撒勒人的话。我们还有点祷告吧。我们把这点时间交托仰望您。
Heavenly Father, we give this time and commit it to you.
越过人的软弱，
through weak man's weakness,
让你自己来亲自来施恩。
May you come and reveal yourself to us.
亲自来说话。
May you speak to us.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 马太福音呢是一本写给犹太人的福音书。
The Gospel of Matthew was written for the Jews.
那么他在福音里面呢用到了很多关于旧约的经文。
And in this Gospel, it records many of Old Testament passages.
记得这许多的旧约的经文呢，马太要告诉以色列的一件事情。
Through these various Old Testament passages, Matthew wanted to speak to the Israelites about a specific thing.
耶稣呢, 就是神在历史历代所应许的那一位。
Jesus, in time in history past, was the one who was recorded to come.
他就是那位弥赛亚,
he is the Messiah.
他就是那位要来的王,
he is the coming King.
他要把以色列人从罪恶当中,
he wanted to save the people of Israel out of their sufferings.
所以呢，借着马太福音呢，让我们看见呢，耶稣基督他要来。
So through the Gospel of Matthew, it speaks about how Jesus will come. The king will come.
而且呢,
and this king will bring the kingdom.
那么,
so not only does the book of Matthew speak about all the things of the king's life on earth, it also speaks about many matters regarding the kingdom. It speaks about how a person should live their life in the kingdom of heaven.
当天国这,隐藏的时候, 天国是什么样的天国的奥秘。
And it speaks about the mysteries of the kingdom.
当主要再来的时候, 天国是如何这样显现。
And when the Lord Jesus returns again, how the kingdom will be manifest.
借着马太福音所这个向我们传讲的福这传讲的，不但我们认识那耶稣基督是要来的王，而且看见这个王他带进一个国度的。
So we see that in the book of Matthew, not only is Jesus the coming King, but He will also bring forth the kingdom.
所以马太福音啊，它又称是国度的福音或者天国的福音。
So the book of Matthew speaks about the kingdom of heaven or the gospel of the kingdom.
对，他告诉我们福音呢，不仅仅让我们就是将来不下地狱，将来要上天堂。
So the gospel is not just about okay, not going to hell and going to heaven.
那么福音呢，更要告诉我们说，啊，有一个让我们认识有一个要来的国。
But the gospel also tells us about a kingdom which we will come to know.
让我们呢认识这个国，等候这个国。
So that we will know this kingdom and wait for the kingdom.
让我们也要准备自己的，能够丰丰富富进入接触基督的国。
To prepare ourselves so that we can receive the kingdom of God, to enter the kingdom richly.
那么马太福音呢，在介绍这个要来的这个国度的王的时候。
So when Matthew speaks about the king who is coming,
他呢是从呢啊。
He starts from the genealogy of Jesus.
我们今天呢，在介绍一个人的话，可能会介绍这个人的父亲，最多他的祖父，那再上去大概就不会介绍了哈。So
usually when we refer to them, we may refer to them as the person and their son, their father, and then perhaps their grandfather, but probably not beyond that.
那么马太呢，来介绍耶稣的时候，是他整个家谱开始介绍起的。But
in the book of Matthew, it starts with the whole genealogy of Jesus.
哎，我们每一次读马太福音的时候，大概一读到这个家谱啊，我们里面就很头痛啊。So
whenever we read the book of Matthew, we come to the genealogy, we get a headache.
那么，讲到这么多的人名啊，我们大概常常一开始读马太福音，大概就跳过去了。So
when it's right off, it starts speaking about all these names. A lot of times, we'll just skip over it.
那在不但是在这里哈，那整本圣经呢，它也说到许许多多的家谱。
But not only here, but also in all different books of the Bible, it speaks of genealogies.
特别呢，你应该到你要读那个历代志的话，从第一章到第九章都是讲家谱。
And especially from in 1 Chronicles, from chapter 1 to chapter 9, it's all genealogy.
要把这个人名一个一个读完了，真是不容易。So
to read name after name is truly very difficult.
到底神用这么多家谱是为什么目的呢？
So what's the purpose of God having all these genealogies?
借着家谱啊，要让人看见神做事的法则。
Through genealogies, God wants us to see His work.
让人借着家谱了看见神怎么样工作的。
To see how God works through these genealogies.
当我们来读亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒生雅各，雅各生以撒生雅各，雅各生犹大哈。
So through, for example, Abraham was the father of Jacob, who was the father of Isaac. Oh, sorry, Abraham was the father of Isaac, who was the father of Jacob.
那我们呢，里头就有一幅图画哈，神怎么样在这列祖上一个一个的工作哈。
And so through we see a picture of how God works from person to person.
那么神是一个工作的神。
And God is the God who works.
但是呢，神是怎么样工作呢？
But how does God work?
神是借着人来工作的。
God works through man.
神在历史历代的时候，他兴起许多的工作，做了很多的大事。
through history, we see how God has worked all these great works.
但是神心中所注重的还不是这些事情，神心中所注目的是这些做事的人。
What God sees most highly is not the work itself, but the man who does the work.
借着这许多的工作呢，神要得到一批人。
Through all these works, God wants to win the hearts of a people.
啊，就是呢，让我们在读家谱的时候看见神工作的法则，他的轨迹啊。
Through history, we see how God works through these people, even through opposition.
The tracking of God's work.
The tracking of God's work.
那么家谱呢，还有一个很重要的一个目的。
And there's another important aspect of genealogies.
神在历史历代这么多家谱呢，他有一个目的啊，叫就是让我们呢，带进带我们来认识基督的。
Through all these genealogies, another purpose is for us to come to know Jesus.
那么所有这些 前面的家谱呢，都是为一个家谱，这个啊而写的。
And it's through these genealogies that God reveals His Son to us.
都是为了这一个家谱啊，就是，所有的家谱，到最后带我们呢来看呢，是看见耶稣基督他自己。
All these genealogies throughout history is to eventually lead us to come to see the Lord Jesus.
让我们借着家谱看见耶稣基督呢，就是神在历史历代所应许的那一位。
So that we see through all these genealogies, Jesus was the one who was prepared.
所以呢，那个当时在圣经呢，他讲了这么多家谱的时候，讲到最后一个家谱是谁的家谱呢？
So all the way from the beginning, all these genealogies, eventually, who does the genealogy lead us to? What's the last genealogy?
你发觉呢，在圣经以后的耶稣基督以后就再没有记载家谱。
We discovered that after the genealogy of Jesus, there are no more genealogies.
因为这些家谱的目的，那位王他进来了。
Because through these genealogies, the king has come.
那么在耶稣基督以后，再写任何的家谱，没有任何的意义了。
So there's no meaning to any other genealogies after the genealogy of Jesus.
所以圣经不但不再记载家谱，而且呢，他就禁止人在这里讲家谱了。
So not only are there no more genealogies, but it's discouraged to have genealogies afterwards.
那么他像保罗他对。 对那个提摩太他说啊，他说你在提那个以弗所的时候啊，要嘱咐那几个人呢、啊，他不可以传异教，不可以讲那些荒谬无凭的话，而且还那些无穷的家谱。So
Paul in 1 Timothy speaks about how we shouldn't pay attention to myths and endless genealogy which give rise to mere speculation.
啊，这他把家谱啊跟那些。 异端啊，跟那些荒谬无凭的话摆在一起的。And
he says that all these fables and endless genealogies, he lumps them all together.
他对于提督也是这样的吩咐啊，要逃避这些事情，远避这些家谱啊。And
he also says the same thing in the letter to Titus that you should avoid these foolish controversies and genealogies.
因为呢。 这些所有圣经所提示的家谱，它只有一个目的，就是让我们来认识耶稣基督的。Because
the purpose of all these genealogies recorded in the Bible is for us to come to know the Lord Jesus.
耶稣基督来了以后呢，就不需要再谈任何其他的家谱。That
after Jesus, the genealogy of Jesus, there's no reason to discuss any other genealogies.
那么马太他在讲耶稣基督家谱的时候，他怎么开始的呢？So
how does Matthew start the genealogy of Jesus?
他对于 这个耶稣基督要开始一个介绍哈，一个特别的介绍。He
introduces Jesus in a very special way, specific way.
中文的翻译啊，翻译的不是很好。他说是亚伯拉罕的后裔啊，跟大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。So
the Chinese translation is not as accurate because it says Jesus the descendant of Abraham, the descendant of David.
哎，他这个第一个呢，他原文呢，他不是先说亚伯拉罕的，他是先说大卫的。
In the original language, in original Greek, it actually says, first it says David, then it says Abraham.
而且呢，他不是说的后裔，他是说的儿子。
And it doesn't say descendant, but it says son.
所以呢，照英文的翻译来看啊，他应该是大卫的儿子，亚伯拉罕的儿子，耶稣基督的家谱。So
in the English translation, it should say the son of David, the son of Abraham.
那么儿子说到什么呢？
What does son speak of?
儿子呢，不但是说到生命的接续啊。
Son not only speaks about the name that's being carried on.
The life, the life that's being carried on.
But the son also speaks of the inheritance that he's to receive.
那么，那个耶稣基督呢？他首先他是大卫的儿子。
So So Jesus Christ is first David's son.
在耶稣基督身上呢, 他直接应许了神像大卫所应许的。
And God had already fulfilled what he promised to David.
神在, 撒母耳记下的时候, 第七章啊, 他那里, 他应许大卫说啊, 他说了, 你的家和你的国必在我面前永远坚立。
In 2 Samuel chapter 7, God had spoken and said to David, Your house and your kingdom shall endure before me forever. Your throne shall be established forever.
那么这个应许呢，我们知道在大卫身上没有应验了。
We see that this promise wasn't exactly fulfilled while David was on earth.
大卫的后裔十几代不到二十代就结束了，他们被掳了，以后就再也没有人再坐在大卫的位上。So
after about 20 years, there was no longer someone who sat on the throne from the after David.
那么耶稣基督来呢，就要成就神像大卫所应许的，他在国度里的，他要坐在宝座上直到永远。So
when Jesus came, he fulfilled that promise that God made. That God had made to David that he would sit on the throne forever. His throne would be established forever.
然后呢，他才说到耶稣基督他是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
And then it says that Jesus is the son of Abraham.
耶稣基督他来啊，也是要成就神像亚伯拉罕所应许的。
Because Jesus came to also fulfill the promise that God made to Abraham.
那么神像亚伯拉罕应许说了，万国呢都必以你的后裔得福。
God had promised Abraham and said, In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
那个后裔呢,加拉太书告诉我们呢,是一个人,他指的耶稣基督来讲的。
In Galatians, we see that seed here is singular, pointing to Jesus Christ.
然后他先告诉我们呢,耶稣基督他是大卫的儿子,然后他是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
So Jesus Christ is first the son of David, then the son of Abraham.
因为呢,因为他这么说了,因为 马太福音讲的呢，是耶稣基督是那要来的王。
Why does Matthew speak of this in this order? Because Jesus is the coming King.
那么，所以他先说呢，他是大卫的儿子。So
that's why Matthew first says he's the son of David.
他要在大卫的位上呢，做王直到永远。He
will be seated on the throne, which will be established forever.
其实每卷福音书啊，那么他们在说到耶稣基督出生的事情上啊，都不太一样啊。In
fact, all four Gospels. Speaks about the birth of Jesus differently.
从他们对于耶稣基督出生这件事的描述，我们看见他们的各卷的福音书，他们的重点不一样。We
see that the themes in each of the Gospels in regards to the birth of Jesus is different.
那么马可福音呢，说到这个耶稣基督是个做仆来做仆人的。The
theme of Mark speaks about Jesus as a servant.
所以呢，一个做仆人的话呢。 没有人会在乎他出生是怎么出生的。
So if you're a servant, no one really cares about your birth.
也没有人会为这个做仆人的来立家谱的。
And no one really cares about your ancestral history if you're a servant.
那么路加福音呢，说到耶稣基督是一个完全的人。
And Luke speaks about Jesus as the perfect man.
所以他记载耶稣基督家谱的时候，他就一直记到亚当，他是亚当的后代。
So Luke, in his genealogy of Jesus, traces all the way back to Adam.
那我们看见呢，耶稣基督呢是幕后的亚当，他是第二个人。So
we see that Jesus Christ is the last Adam, the second man.
那么在那个家谱里头，从亚当记到耶稣的时候，圣经上我们看见呢，其实，在亚当的族类就结束了，那就要开始另外一个新的族类的。So
we see from how the genealogy traces from Adam to Jesus, we see that there. Will no longer be another race. No longer be a second race.
那么，约翰福音呢说他是神的儿子，他把我们带到那个太初就有的道。And
John speaks about Jesus as the Son of God, that in the beginning was the Word.
那么这个太初就是与神同在的那个道呢，在地上的家谱也没有去记载的必要啊。And
because in the beginning the Word was with God. There's no reason to record a genealogy.
那么，在地上的出生也不是他的重点。And
the birth, how he was born on earth is not important.
哎，那么，怎么感谢主啊？神把四卷福音书赐给我们呢？那个，从四个角度来看，认识我们的主，他是何等丰富的主。So
we see from the four different angles of the Gospels that we see that our Jesus is so rich.
那么在马太记载这个王的家谱的时候呢，他把这个家谱呢分成三个十四代。
So when Matthew speaks about Jesus, he has broken up the time frames into three different periods.
那么这十四代呢，说到三个不同的时期。
And these three 14 generations speak of three different time periods.
那么这都是跟他的国度有关的。
And it's all related to his kingdom.
头一个十四代呢，从亚伯拉罕到大卫，说到国度的预备。
The first period from Abraham to David speaks about a period of preparing for the kingdom.
那么从亚伯拉罕开始，神不仅拣选一个人，他拣选了一个家，拣选了一个族，最后他再拣一个国。
So God first chose a person and chose a family, and then eventually chose the people to become a nation.
那把以色列人的预备好了，在他们当中要兴起一个国来。
To prepare the nation of Israel so that they can one day become a kingdom.
然后第二个十四代呢，从大卫一直到那个约西亚呢，他是说到这个国度的预表。And
the second period from David to the deportation to Babylon is another 14 generations.
The type of the kingdom.
It speaks of a type of kingdom.
那么在这个借着这个地上的国呢，让神要以色列人。 稍微体会一下将来的国度是什么样子。It's
a type of kingdom which will speak about the kingdom to come.
借着这地上的王呢，让他看见稍微领会一下将来基督是怎么做王的。Through
these earthly kings, we get an idea of what the coming king, the Lord Jesus, will be like.
但是呢，预表呢，人的预表总是非常的残缺不完全的哈。Of
course, a man's type of a king is not complete, not perfect.
因为他们到最后都被掳了，失败了，被掳了。
And in the end, they're all
being captured.
They're all captured.
那么第三个十字带呢，说到这个国度的盼望啊，就盼望的国度的降临。And
then the third period speaks of a period of hope.
那么从巴比伦以后一直到基督呢，他说到百姓他们在被掳、被异族欺压之下呢，他们在那里盼望等候弥赛亚的国度来到。So
from the deportation to Babylon to Jesus the Messiah, they were hoping for the coming king, hoping for the Messiah to come.
那么他特别呢，把这三个时期呢，都是用十字代来代表。So
here we see through these three different time periods, he uses 14 generations.
那么我们知道，在中间有一些地方，我们可以在旧约查到，他把它略过不提的，他特别只提十字代啊。So
here, there's many things we can talk about, but here specifically only talks about these three 14 generations.
那么我这个感觉啊，十四呢，在圣经是七加上七啊，是完全的完全啊，完全加上完全。So
when I reflect, this 14 generations, the 14 is 7 plus 7, so complete, perfect, this complete and perfect time.
它不是说到人的完全，或者是个国度的完全。It's
not speaking about a perfect time or a perfect kingdom.
然后它是说到时间上的完全。
But it's speaking about a perfect time frame.
他是说到时间的满足。The
completion of the time.
那么在加拉太书呢，他那里说他的极致时候满足了，神就差他的儿子呢为那个女子所生了，就生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人救出来。So
in Galatians it says that when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that He might redeem those who are under the law.
一个十四代，再加个十四代，再加个十四代，说到呢，那个时候满足了，神的时候到了。
This 14 generation plus another 14 generation plus another 14 generation speaks of how the time is full, complete, and now it's time for the Messiah to come.
这个神的时间到了。That
God's time has come.
我们呢常常那个我们有人有人的时间啊，但是神有他自己的时间。Man
has their own time, but God has His time.
那么在这个时候呢？ 神说呢，时候到了，满了，他的儿子要来了。
So during this specific time, God says, "Okay, the time is full. Now my son can come."
那我们来看看呢，当主耶稣第一次来的时候，神的时候满足的时候，他来的时候，以色列地上的光景是怎么样的光景呢？So
we see that when the Lord Jesus first came to the earth, what was the condition of Israel?
当以色列人他们听见他们那个盼望多年的弥赛亚到的时候，他们里面什么样的反应呢？
So when they had hope for this coming Messiah for all these years, what was their reaction when he came?
在第二章的时候啊，是他说到呢，当希律王的时候，啊，希律做王的时候，耶稣呢生在犹大地的伯利恒。
We see in Matthew chapter 2, now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king,
他说有几个博士呢,从东方来到耶路撒冷说呢,那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里?我们在东方看见他的心,特要来拜他。
The Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.
有从东方来的一些博士,他来报一个好的消息,一个大好的消息。
So the Magi from the east came and reported this wonderful news.
他说呢,你们的犹太人的王来了,一个外邦人告诉犹太人说,你们的王生出下来,来了。
These Gentiles came to tell the Israelites, this king of the Jews has come.
那么我们来看见他的信,我们来拜他的。
We saw his star, we want to worship him.
那他们的反应是什么呢?
So what was their reaction?
首先希律听见了,他就非常不安了。
So obviously when Herod heard this, he was troubled.
这个犹太人的王要来,那我的王怎么办呢?
If the king of Jews has come, then what about me as the king?
那么他里头非常不安啊,
so he was troubled inside.
那么那些犹太的人,这个在耶路撒冷的人,他们的反应怎么呢?
So what was the Israelites' reaction who
were
in Jerusalem?
他们竟然心中也是不安,
they were also troubled.
因为呢,这个希律是一个暴君啊,是非常残暴的一个人。
Because Herod was a tyrant.
那么这时候他听见了,这个要来一个王来的时候,他不知道他们要做什么事情。
And so now when this King Herod hears, oh, there's another King Herod coming, what is he going to do?
他不知道要杀什么人,他不知道做什么事,他们开始不安了。
He doesn't know if he's going to kill anyone, what he's going to do, they're obviously very troubled within.
里面你看看这是何等一个可怜的一个光景啊。
So we see this is a very sad time.
以色列人呢,他们呢,在被掳的情形,被异族欺压的情形之下,大概已经400多年了。
So the Israelites were oppressed. For about 400 years.
他们从巴比伦被那个掳回来之后啊，他们呢一直没有王啊，他们一直受异族的辖制的。So
after the captivity in Babylon, they were without a king.
他们被一个大帝国接着一个大帝国来管辖他们。
They were under captivity and oppression from one empire to another empire.
先是呢巴比伦管他们。
First the empire of Babylon.
然后呢，波斯管他们，那个波斯管他们。
Then the Persian empire.
然后接着呢，希腊管他们。
Then the Greek empire.
然后现在呢是罗马的帝国在管他们。
And now it's the Roman empire.
哎呢，是不但是罗马帝国管了，派了一个暴君的这个希律来管他们。
And they have this tyrant King Herod overseeing them.
他们多年在这个被压制之下，他们的盼望等候啊，就是那个要来救他们的弥赛亚。
So through all these years of oppression, they were waiting for the Messiah, Lord Jesus.
他们等候那个弥赛亚做什么呢?
Why were they waiting for the Messiah?
他们等候弥赛亚，不是要等候他们救他们脱离像希律这么样一个暴君的手吗?
They were looking for someone to deliver to save them from King Herod.
那特别这个王，特别像希律这么那个王的，他们就等候这么一个弥赛亚来救他们手脱离这样的王的。So
they were looking for a savior deliver to save them out of the hands of King Herod.
现在呢，这个王一发脾气，气得不安了，他们也不安了。So
now that the King Herod is troubled and angry, obviously they're going to be troubled.
他们应该很高兴才对啊！哎呀，有个救主来了，正好我们脱离那个希律的手啊，对不对？
They should be rejoicing and happy that the savior has come to deliver them from King Herod.
何等一个可怜的光景啊！他们竟然也跟着这个王一同在那里不安起来。
But unfortunately, they also were troubled with the king as well.
那么他们的属灵的领袖们呢？他反应怎么样呢？
So what were their spiritual leaders? What was their reaction?
那么当希律把那个祭司长跟民间的文士招来的时候，
So when King Herod called the chief priests and the scribes together,
就问他们说呢，基督呢来了，他生在哪里呢？
He said that this Christ has come. Where is he to be born?
他们呢想都不用想啊。
They didn't really need to think.
他们不用去查圣经啊。
They don't need to look into their Bibles.
他们立刻就说呢，在犹太伯利恒。
Right away they said in Bethlehem, land of Judah.
因为呢，弥迦书这么记载的哈，这个犹大帝的伯利恒啊，这将来有一个王要出来的。
Because in Micah it records that Bethlehem, land of Judah, a ruler shall come out.
我相信呢，他们在这400多年的时候啊。 不知道查过这个关于基督的这个预言了，不知道查过多少遍了哈。
I believe that during these 400 years, they must have studied the studied the scripture so well that they knew everything related to the Messiah.
那么他们也可能在那里传讲这些经文这些信息。
And they may have preached these specific scriptures.
所以他们呢不用去问别人，他们立刻就可以回答。
So they didn't need to ask anyone, they could just respond right away.
他们满有圣经关于弥赛亚的知识。
So they were filled with all the knowledge about the Messiah.
但是他们的反应是怎么呢?
So what was their reaction?
他们就这么说了。
He just said it.
他们里头也没有听见他们有什么样的反应。
They didn't really have a reaction.
也没有起来要说哇这很兴奋啊这个要去找这个弥赛亚。
They didn't have this reaction where they were rejoicing. Oh, I want to find the Savior.
他们什么事情也没做。
They didn't do anything.
反而是那个在希律呢，这打发了这些博士们去找这个弥赛亚，找这个耶稣啊。
So actually, Herod actually called the Magi to send them to find the Savior.
我想主来的时候啊，他的那个光景啊，不管是第一次来跟第二次来的话，那时候光景都非常的相像的啊。
I think regardless of whether the Lord comes the first time or the second time, the conditions of
man
will be the same.
当有一天主要再来的时候，
one day when the Lord comes again,
我们里面的反应是什么呢？
What will our reaction be?
你的反应是什么呢？
What is your reaction?
我的反应是怎么呢?
What is my reaction?
当主告，只要有人告诉你说主来了，再来了，你的反应是什么？
When someone comes and says the Lord is coming, what will your reaction be?
里头是不是很不安呢？哎呀，我还没预备好呢。
Is your reaction going to be, oh, it's going to be trouble that, oh, I'm not ready yet?
里面不安呢，因为我还好多事情没有做呢。
Or is it I'm troubled because I just saw so many things I need to do?
哎，我是因为不安呢，因为主来的时候很多的灾难要来的。
Or is it because, oh, I'm troubled because there's still so much affliction that's going to come?
还是呢，我们呢听主要再来的信息听太多年了，听太多次了。
Or is it we've heard all these messages about the Lord Jesus returning so many times?
我们呢听着听着耳朵都听疲了啊。
That we've listened that it's just we've just become numb to it.
其实他们那时候呢，在他们之前也有人说他们是弥赛亚，他们来了，结果就发觉不是啊。
There were times in the past where back then a lot of people say, oh, the Messiah is coming, but in fact, it was not the Messiah.
也许因为是这样，他们说啊，又来了，又在说，有人说是弥赛亚来了。
So perhaps it was because of this reason that when these Magi came and said that the King of the Jews is here, that they're like, oh, it's another one of those times again.
我们今天的是不是也是这样的光景呢？
Are we in that condition today?
有一天主真的来的时候，
when the Lord Jesus really does come,
人跟你说主来了，
man can say, the Lord is here.
你说哦，
and you say, oh,
又说了哈，又说主来了。
Oh, they're saying it again that the Lord is coming.
说了多少次了，主来了，主人没来啊。
They've said so many times that the Lord is coming, but he never came.
我们呢，坐在那里没有任何反应。
And we sit there, we have no reaction.
主第一次来的时候，人是这样的反应，但主再来的时候，他的反应是怎么样的？
The first time Jesus came, this was man's reaction. When Lord Jesus comes the second time, what will man's reaction be?
你知道主他第一次来的时候啊， 那个以色列人的光景呢，属灵的光是非常非常的黑暗的。
When Jesus first came, the condition, the spiritual condition of the people of Israel was very dark.
虽然他们里头啊盼望那个弥赛亚来拯救他们。
Even though inside they hoped and yearned for the Messiah to come.
这只是外面的拯救啊。
That was just an outside deliverance.
他们里面属灵的光景，他们预备好的吗？
But their inner spiritual condition, was it ready?
那么看到后来，他们那些属灵领袖、文士跟法利赛人，他们的光景是何等样的黑暗啊！
We see that the spiritual condition of the Pharisees and the scribes are very dark. They only had all this outside head knowledge, basically, but they didn't have this inner spiritual revelation.
那么在说时候满足的时候，在人的属灵光景应该属灵光景最高的时候，就是时候满足的时候，主来啊，他就在属灵光景最黑暗的时候主来了啊。So
when the fullness of the time came, it was actually during a time of great spiritual darkness, and that's when the Lord Jesus came.
哎呀，所以神的时间呢，跟我们的时间非常不一样啊。So
God's timing and our timing is so different.
那么我们呢，今天呢，是等到我们的属灵到高峰的时候，教会那个是不是到了高峰的时候主来了呢，还是在最黑暗的时候呢主来呢？
So when the Lord Jesus comes again, will he come at a time when we're all at the spiritual high? Or will we come in a time when there's great spiritual darkness?
主说了，人子来的时候，他遇见有信德的人吗？
The Lord Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes again, will he find those faithful here on earth?
主竟然问那个问题，说他来的时候找不到有信心的人。
The Lord said, when he comes again, will he find anyone who still has faith? So God's timing and our timing is so vastly different. The way God sees things and the way we see things are so different.
感谢主啊, 虽然以色列人啊, 他们在光明中,但是呢,
but thank God that even though the condition, the spiritual condition of these people were in darkness, there were still people that were prepared and ready.
那这几个博士呢, 东方来的,
these magi, these few magi were from the east.
很可能他们是从波斯地来的,
very likely they were from Persia.
因为那个以色列人啊,他们被掳啊,到那个波斯地,那个地方大概这时候已经好几百年了,他们人数非常非常的多的。
So they probably came from Persia because back then the Israelites were captured by the Persian Empire, so they were probably there for many years.
所以呢,借着这些犹太人啊,这些外邦人也知道一些关于弥赛亚的事情。
So through the Israelites who were captured in Persia, they were able to, I guess, the Gentiles there also got to know about the Messiah.
那么有一天呢,他们在看天象时,发现东方有一个,西方有一个星,啊。
So one day the magi like, oh, I'm from the east, oh, there's a star.
那么呢,他们很可能啊,他们是从这个,这个巴兰的预言啊, 在民数记里面记载的时候, 那是得来一点那个启示,
and these magi could have had this revelation from Balaam, right? Balaam, which is recorded in Numbers.
那么在那里巴兰他做个预言呢, 他说呢, 有星要兴于雅各, 有杖, 有星要出于雅各, 有杖要兴于以色列。
And so Balaam had prophesied that a star shall come forth from Jacob, a scepter shall rise from Israel.
很可能他们自己读了，也可能是或以色列人跟他们说了哈，说到这个弥赛亚了之后呢，把这一节很显然是在弥赛亚经文中的一部分啊，他们知道这个经文。
So perhaps either they read this passage themselves, or the Israelites had told it to them, but through this they might have had that revelation about the Lord Jesus.
所以当他们有一天看到那个星的时候，他说啊，这就是那个星。
So when the magi saw the star, they're like, oh, this must be that star.
那所以他们就找到那个这个耶路撒冷来了。
So then they arrived in Jerusalem.
不知道为什么呢，到耶路撒冷的时候星不见了。But
then for some reason, when they arrived in Jerusalem, the star was not there anymore.
那他就到耶路撒冷去问呢，说，哎，你知不知道这个要来的那个犹太王在哪里呀？
So they came in Jerusalem and was saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews?
哎，那终于呢，借着这个犹这个希律问这些啊、这些文士啊，的时候，他们得到一点资料。So
then when King Herod asked the chief priests and scribes, then they got an answer.
他说呢，这是弥迦书里面他说呢，犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从那里出来牧养我以色列民。
So in the book of Micah, they had answered that it's and you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah. For out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
Hey, 这些文士们呢，他们虽然知道这些事情，他们自己没有行动。
So these chief priests and scribes, they knew the answer, but they didn't really take any action.
哎，但是呢，这对于这博士们来讲的话呢，哎，这个还有一个好消息哈，一个很重要的一个消息，信息。
But for the Magi, this was a very important news.
他们就按着这个话呢，他们就这个博士他们去伯利恒啊，他们找，哎，他们一起找的时候，哎，星又突然又出现了。
So through these words, now they know they determined to go to Bethlehem to find the Lord Jesus, and then oh wow, the star appeared again.
啊，非常高兴的，然后借着星就找到那个这婴孩耶稣。And
then by following the star, they came upon the baby Lord Jesus.
星说到什么呢?
What does the star speak of?
圣经里面星呢，一面是一面来讲是说到主他自己。
On one hand, the star is the Lord himself.
那么主呢，他是那个明亮的诚信。
Because the Lord is the bright and morning star.
那么星呢，另一方面说到圣灵的带领。
On the other hand, the star also speaks of the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那么这些博士们呢，他们 之前要不是听到的，要不是读来的啊，知道圣经里面说到 弥赛亚来的时候，有一个星要出现啊。
So whether it's through hearing from other people or from reading the scriptures themselves, the Magi came to know that the star will appear when the Messiah comes.
那么如果是用巴兰的预言呢，是有星要出于雅各的。And
through Balaam says that a star shall come forth from Jacob.
但是那一天星出现的时候，他怎么知道这个星就是圣经的这个预言里面的星星呢？
But when that star appeared, how did they know that that star was related to the star here that's being prophesied? I think this is from the guidance of the Holy Spirit that yes, this is the star.
彼得呢, 他的书信里面告诉我们呢,
and in Peter, in one of his letters, it says,
他说呢, 我们呢, 有那个, 先知呢, 更确定的预言呢, 如同灯呢, 照在暗处,
and it says that, so we have the prophetic word made more sure, to which you do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place.
他说你们要在这个预言上留意啊, 只等到天发亮, 诚心出现在里头的,
until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your heart.
所以呢，我们要读圣经，要读到一个地步。有一天呢，哎呀，读圣经看见啊，这个预言所说的就是主他自己，我们看见主他自己才行啊。
So we need to read. We should read the Bible to a point that we can read so that we can immediately recognize. Oh, this is the Lord Jesus.
那么我们怎么会读着读着读到把那个读圣经的时候读到这个耶稣基督呢？
So how can we read the Bible to the point where we can come to this knowledge of the Lord Jesus?
我们怎么知道预言里面所讲的就是主他自己呢?
How do we know that what it says is the Lord Jesus himself?
他后面他说呢,预言呢,是从来没有按着人意写的,是人被圣灵感动写出神的话来。
And then later in the passage it says, for no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God.
所有的预言呢, 在当初在写的时候呢，都是圣灵吹气感动写的。
So all prophetic words were inspired by the Holy Spirit.
我们今天要明白这些预言，这些话呢，也必须圣灵来在里面开启，我们才能够明白。
So we need that revelation so that we can come to see and understand these prophetic words.
是他们呢，借着心啊，借着这个主的引领，借着圣灵在里面，在哎，告诉他们啊，到东方来找，到西方来找，他们在东方，他到西方来找。
So through that leading, through the star, through the leading of the Holy Spirit, they went to the west to find the Lord Jesus.
他们但是他们找着找着，哎，突然心不见了哈。But
then when they came, they looked and the star disappeared.
哎，这时候呢，有主的话出来了。And
then at this time, God's word came to them.
哎，借着这文士们讲的话，哎呀，他们也知道哦，很确定啊，原来他原来主呢是在伯利恒生的。So
through the words from the chief priests and scribes, they knew that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem.
那我们今然后呢，那借着主的话呢，他们去找到主了。And
then through the Lord's word, they came to find the Lord.
我们今天呢，要来找主，我们要来认识我们的主的话，也是一样的。Here
when we want to seek the Lord, when we want to know the Lord, it's the same thing.
你要遇见主吗？
Do you want to meet the Lord?
先来读主的话。
Then first read God's word.
因为呢，这说神的话里头呢，说到许多关于主的事。
Because in God's word, you'll find a lot of things that talk about God.
但是呢，主的话里头是不容易明白。But
sometimes God's word is so difficult to understand.
需要圣灵来解释神的话的意思是什么。We
need the Holy Spirit to teach us what God's word is.
圣灵在我们里面的印证啊，让我们说啊，原来神的话是这个意思。We
need the Holy Spirit to teach us and reveal to us, oh, this is what God's word is.
原来神是要我这么样做，他的话是这样带领我。
Oh, originally God wants me to do this. Oh, this is the way God's word is leading me.
我们有是圣灵在高油里面的涂抹啊，让我们能够明白认识主的话。
And we need the anointing oil of the Holy Spirit for us to understand God's word.
但是呢，这并不是说，哎，我们那个以后就完全凭里面的感觉了啊，是圣灵在我们里面感觉怎么做，我们就怎么做了。
But this is not to say that we should live our lives to just always, oh, based on how I'm feeling, this is the leading of the Holy Spirit, so I'm going to do this.
因为呢，圣灵不会错，但是我们会错。Because
the Holy Spirit will never make an error, but we may make an error.
我们的里面的感觉呢，有时候是圣灵的感觉，有时候是我们自己的感觉。Sometimes
sometimes it's our own feeling, sometimes it is the leading of the Holy Spirit.
那么，所以呢？ 要怎么样来印证我的这种感觉是对的呢?
So how do I confirm that this is the leading of the Holy Spirit is correct?
这里面的感觉的feeling啊, 哎,再来用主的话,再回来读主的话,主的话印证,哎呀,我里面的感觉是出自于圣灵的。
So when we have this feeling and we think it's the leading of the Holy Spirit, we can confirm and prove that with God's word.
当他们这样去找的时候,他又回来读主的话的时候,心又出现了。
So then when they when the Magi, they received God's word through the scribes, then suddenly the star appeared again.
哎，我们在今天来要遇见主的话。
So when we come to meet the Lord,
我们呢，一面呢，我们少不了主的话。
On one hand, we need to know God's word.
一面呢，我们少不了圣灵的带领。
And on the other hand, we need to know the, follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
一面读主的话，一面有圣灵的在开启。
On one hand, reading God's word, on the other hand, having the revelation from the Holy Spirit.
一面有圣灵的感动，一面有圣话语的印证。
On one hand, the moving of the Holy Spirit, on the other hand, the confirmation and proof of God's word.
读着读着的时候呢，那么这个神的话就向我们解开了啊，神的心意向我们解开了。
So when we do this, God's will can be revealed to us.
啊，就像那个彼得所说的，那么，好像灯照在暗处啊，那个晨星发亮啊，那个晨星。 早晨的那个星星显在我们心中的时候,
just like Peter has said, that it is as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your heart.
哎，我们就来就找到主了。
Then we find the Lord.
哎，巴不得呢，这是我们里头的经历啊。
May this be our experience.
天天在这样的引领底下呢，我们来碰遇见我们的主。
Every day through this leading, we can come to know the Lord.
那么 除了这个博士以外呢，啊，在这里所记载的呢，哈，那么两个重要的人物。
Besides the Magi, which is recorded here, there's two other important people.
那么就是玛利亚，就是约瑟，对。
The two other important people are Mary and Joseph.
那么神呢，他借着玛利亚，借着约瑟，他们呢，来成就他自己的工作。Through
Mary and Joseph, God accomplished His work.
我想说呢，神是当神那是神的时候满足的时候。
So when the fullness of the time came,
我想怎么知神怎么知道神的满足呢？他至少呢，在满足的条件之一呢，他找到了一对夫妻，当他做他的妻女。How
did the fullness of time come? God knew God had found two vessels that He could use.
那么借着玛利亚，借着约瑟呢，那么耶稣基督降生了，那么。
Through Mary and Joseph, Jesus came to be the Savior of the world.
在马太福音里头啊，不太记载那个玛利亚她里面的经历。In
the book of Matthew, it doesn't really record the experience of Mary.
那么大部分玛利亚的经历呢，是在路加福音记载的。
The experience of Mary that is recorded in the book of Luke.
那么路加福音他那个家谱呢，其实是玛利亚的家谱。
Actually, the genealogy of Jesus in the book of Luke is actually Mary's line.
那么，因为马太福音它的重点呢是讲的他是耶稣基督要来的王呢，所以他这个家谱呢是王的家谱，是约瑟的家谱。So
because Matthew's emphasis is as Jesus representing Jesus as the coming king, the genealogy speaks of Joseph.
那么，所以呢，他大部分都记载的是约瑟他自己的经历。
So in Matthew talks, it speaks of Joseph's experience.
那么告诉我们呢，约瑟呢怎么样在这件事情上那个经历主的哈，这成为主他自己使用的器皿。
And it talks about how Joseph was God's vessel.
神所要成就的一件事情，不是人所能明白、人所能想出来的一件事情。
What God wants to accomplish is not something that man can understand.
神现在面临的问题是，人多年犯罪沉沦了。God's
problem is or concern is that so many years people have sinned.
那么，神的一个目的要把人从罪恶当中拯救出来。And
so God wanted to rescue and save mankind out of their sins.
那么不叫他们沉沦，咱们回到神的家中，成为神的儿女。So
that they can return to God's family, to God's household.
这件事情怎么样来成就呢？
And how can He accomplish this?
那么这人的想法的话呢，干脆要不然就神把他们罪一笔勾销，把他们救回来就算了哈。The
man thinking is, oh, why don't you just save all of us at once?
对，就说啊，forget about all your sins.
Oh, forget about all your sins.
那么我神是爱嘛，所以神呢，那么就不管啊，这个一笔勾销，你通通都掉到进天堂了。
So because God is love, we'll just, He'll just forget about all your sins. You guys can all come to heaven.
那么神是爱，没错，他这个虽然是厉害啊，但是神呢不公义。
Yes, God on one hand is love, but on the other hand, God is also just.
不，如果神这么做的话，一方面呢，他现在他固然是爱了，但是呢，他如果这么做的话，他不义啊。
So Yes, on one hand, God could do this because he's the God of love, but if he did this, then he would not be righteous, and God is a righteous God.
那么神的律法的规定，神的话的那个定规呢，是罪若不流血呢，就不得赦免。So
according to God's law, it is written that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
所有的罪呢，必须用血来洗净啊。So
all sins must be cleansed by the shedding of blood.
谁来流这个血呢？
Who's going to shed that blood?
谁来付这个罪的代价?
Who is going to pay that price?
他必须要一个，必须要是一个人，他是确实是一个人啊。
God is in fact a man.
那么他才能够站在人的地位上为其他人赎罪。
So that is why he's able to take the place of man to be that sin offering for them.
但是呢，他必须是一个没有罪的，是完全没有无瑕疵的，对不对？
But he must be sinless and blameless.
那么任何人，只要我们之道，我们之所以是一个罪犯罪的，是因为我们是个罪人，我们生下来就有罪的。We
sin because by nature we are born as a sinner.
所以呢，我们还没有做任何事情的，我们是个就已经是个罪人，因为我们罪性就在我们里头。Because
so even before we commit the first sin, we by nature were born as sinners, so it's in our nature.
所以我刚才想的时候，这个是它是 mission impossible， 这是不可能的，这任务啊，这怎么这个事情究竟怎么成就呢？
So I see this as a mission impossible. How could this be done? We're all born as sinners.
他必须是人。
On one hand, he has to be a man.
他又必须是一个完全的没有犯罪的人。
And he has to be a perfect man without sin.
那么神按他的智慧呢，神想出一个方法。
So through God's manifold wisdom, he came with an answer.
他呢，用了圣灵呢，借着一个女子啊，生下来，取了一个身体。Through
the Holy Spirit, the woman was able to conceive.
那么这个人他是有完全的人，他有完全的肉身，但是呢，他又没有他那个从人来的那个罪性啊。So
on one hand, he was born as a man, but on the other hand, he was born without that nature of being born as a sinner.
那么他要神要成就这件事的时候呢，他必须要找到个器皿。So
in order for God to accomplish this, he needed to find a vessel.
他必须呢有一对夫妻要成就这件事情。He
needed a couple to accomplish this.
你知道这要成就这件事情啊，非常非常的不容易的。To
accomplish this is very difficult.
首先呢，这个女子她必须要。 愿意哈，她还没有那出嫁，还没有跟男人有亲近的时候，她必须怀孕。First,
the woman has to be a virgin without relations with a man, and she has to be betrothed.
在那个时代里头，一个未婚的女子怀孕的话，是一个大罪哈，是一个不可原谅的那个罪。So
back then. In society, if it was found that the woman was with child before being married, it was very disgraceful.
感谢主呢，神找到了玛利亚哈。那么在路加福音告诉我们，玛利亚她当神向她显现解释之后呢，她说：“我是神的使女，情愿的话成就在我身上。”Thank
God, though God found Mary, who in Luke, she has said that may be done according to your maidservant.
虽然从那句话好像。 很轻松，很简单啊！但是要知道玛利亚她所要负担的那个责任，她的那个代价是何等的大。But
we know that the price that Mary had to pay was very great.
那么在这里呢，在马太福音呢，他并没有讲太多关于玛利亚的事，他说到约瑟啊。But
in Matthew doesn't really talk much about Mary. It speaks more about Joseph's experience.
那么约瑟他的地位怎么样呢
？What was Joseph's position?
那么当有一天啊，有人告诉他，或者他自己发现。 有人说：“哎，你的那个未婚妻玛利亚怀孕了。”
So whether Joseph found out on his own or he heard from other people, he came to the knowledge that Mary was pregnant.
他肚子变得大起来了，他里头他那个从不知道从谁那里来一个孩子了。
Suddenly, you know, she was her stomach was getting bigger, and he didn't know where the child came from.
约瑟他怎么样反应呢
？So what was Joseph's reaction?
他一开始反应的时候啊，也是非常的为难呢、啊。他说：“这怎么办呢？这个他自己要担当很大的一个责任呢、啊、他可以做件事情呢，他就明明的羞辱玛利亚啊，甚至拿石头把他打死啊。”
So So Joseph was very troubled in his heart. He didn't know what to do. So he didn't want to disgrace her, so he wanted to send her away secretly. Because if he was to make it known in public, the people might stone her to death.
但是呢, 他说约瑟是一个义人,
but Joseph was a righteous man.
其实我讲说他如果他是真是长得像义人的话呢，他真是要把他打死了，因为他就是个义人嘛。但是很显然，这个义人呢，不但只是一个义人，他还是一个善一个好的人。
So Joseph was a righteous man, but actually, if he was truly a righteous man, he may have just killed her himself. But he was also a good man.
那所以呢，他就不愿意明明说，看他慢慢的把他休了算了。
So he wanted to send her away secretly.
那么 他正在想这件事的时候,
but as he was thinking this thought,
可能旁边的人正在看他到底什么样的反应的时候,
so perhaps when they were seeing what his reaction was,
他的旁边的人啊，在看说，嘿，这约瑟这件事怎么处理啊？
So when the people around him were looking at him and thinking, what are you gonna do?
那晚上呢，那么神的使者向他显现，在梦中向他显现了。
So then. The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream.
他说呢，大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕。
And the angel said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid.
哎呀，约瑟里头怕。
Joseph was afraid.
他怕谁了？
Who was he afraid of?
他怕玛利亚吗？
Was he afraid of Mary?
玛利亚不会给他什么样的难处，对。
Mary's not going to give him any problem.
他怕什么呢？
Who was he afraid of?
他怕周遭人的眼光，对不对？
He was afraid of all the eyes of the people around him.
他怕人所要加给他的羞辱，对不对？
He was afraid of the disgrace and the shame.
他怕担不起这么大的责任，对不对？
He was afraid he couldn't take on this responsibility.
如果他承认玛利亚是的孩子是他的孩子的话，
if he admitted that the child of Mary was his son, was his child,
他说你啊，约瑟，你还是个义人呐。
Then people would say, Joseph, you're righteous, 你还说你是个义人呢，你看怎么做出这种事情来了？ You say you're a righteous man, how can you do something like this?
那如果他说这个孩子不是他的孩子，
but if Joseph said this is not my child,
那别人就说，哈，这个是做这么重大的羞辱啊，你怎么可以再让这事情发生呢？
Then all the people would be like, oh, this is such a shame, how could you have let this happen?
你怎么可以接受这件事情呢？
How can you receive something like
this? 那么我想对约瑟来讲的话，
I think for Joseph,
他在想这件事情的时候越想越怕，对不对？
As far as thinking and reflecting on this, the more he thought, the more scared he was.
那使者跟他说不要怕。
So the angel of the Lord said, do not be afraid.
只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来。
Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife.
因为他所怀的孕是圣灵来的。
For the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit.
那么约瑟呢，起来遵了命，把她娶了来。
So when Joseph awoke from the dream, he took Mary as his wife.
那么我们永远可能都没有办法明白哈，了解玛利亚跟约瑟他们所经过的那个难处。
We may never fully come to understand the experience that Joseph and Mary had to go through.
当神找到这两个一对夫妻做器皿的时候，
When God found these two people to be his vessel,
他们所承受的压力，所承受的那个负担，到底有多大？
We don't understand what the pressure and burden these people had to carry on their shoulders.
但是从两件事情呢，我们可以稍微能够体会一点。
But from two things, we can come to have a little bit of understanding.
当那个博士呢，来到那个在那个伯利恒找着他们的时候，
When the Magi found them.
这时候呢，耶稣呢，已经他们已经不是住在客栈里头的，不是在马槽里头的。
They were no longer staying at in a manger.
他们呢，已经是在一个房子里面。这时候呢，圣经不再称耶稣是婴孩，他称为小孩子了。
They were already staying in a house, and Jesus was no longer a baby but a child.
所以呢，这个他们可能在那已经住了一段时间了。
So they probably had already lived there for some time.
那么这时候呢，博士来啊，找到他们了，那个献上黄金、乳香、没药。So
the Magi presented to him gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
我不知道你们有没有去参加过这个圣诞节啊，那个马槽的事情啊。
I don't know if you've ever attended the Nativity during Christmas.
那么我们小的时候啊，这个每年的圣诞节的时候啊，这个大事情啊。
Back when we were children during Christmas, this was such a big event.
我们总要说预备的一个大的那个马房啊，里面呢有马槽，里面摆了一个圣婴。
Back then we used to prepare this manger with a straw and the baby.
那么旁边有牛啊，有马，有羊，然后呢，有一些牧人来，牧羊人来，来朝拜他。
And we would have cows and sheep and shepherds around.
而且呢，我们那时候就称他为叫有三个王来朝拜他。
And then we would also have three kings that would come to worship.
那么这我们称为叫三王来朝啊，the worship of three kings.
And it would, there would be this worship of the three kings.
我现在还印象很深刻啊。
My memory still very still remember this.
那这个图画呢，好几个问题。
But this picture has a lot of problems.
第一个呢，他们不是王啊，是说他们是这个博士哈。
First of all,
有智慧的。
First of all, they weren't kings; they were magi, wise men.
第二个呢，别说他是三个人。The
second, it didn't say it was three people.
但是几个人哈？
There's a few.
最大的问题呢？
The biggest problem
是他们不是那个时候来的。
Was that they didn't come during that time?
他们不是在耶稣还在马槽的时候他们来的。
They didn't come when Jesus was still in the manger.
他们来的时候呢，他们已经搬开的地方，已经住到一个房子里头去了。
They had, when the magi came, they were actually living in a house at that time.
他住在那里好一段时间了。
They had lived there for some time already.
你知道他们从东方看见他的心啊，从波斯那边走来的，起码几个月啊。
To go from the east to the west in Bethlehem may take many months.
那么当他们找到的时候，可能好几个月过去，好多时间过去了。
By the time they got there, many months had already passed.
而且呢，当后来西律发现呢，这些博士呢骗他的时候。
And when Herod finally discovered that the magi had deceived him,
他就开始算时间了,
then he started to count the time.
他说从他碰到那个博士呢，向他显现那个博士们看到星星那里算起哈，他曾经问他们过说什么时候出现的。
So from the time when Herod asked him, oh, when did the star appear?
那么到那个时候呢，在那个大概快两年了。
To the time where he discovered he was tricked by the magi, it was probably about 2 years had passed.
所以呢，他把那个伯利恒境内的所有的男孩两岁一女的通通杀尽了。
So that's why he sent and slew all the male children who were in Bethlehem, and in all of the city from 2 years old and under.
所以呢，他们在所以玛利亚跟不约瑟玛这一家呢，在伯利恒呢，大概待了可能一年半以上的时间。So
Mary and Joseph probably stayed in Bethlehem between 1 to 1.5 years.
我们要问啊。So
we need to ask.
他们为什么不回去呢？
Why didn't they return?
他们的家不是在伯利恒。
Their home was not in Bethlehem.
他们是因为罗马皇帝要他们来报名上册，所以从拿撒勒来到伯利恒的。
It was because they had to register for the census. That's why they went to Bethlehem.
这时候呢，所有的那个报名上册都回去了，所以他找到房子了，住下来了。
So they could have went home and lived home afterwards.
那他们为什么不回去？
But why didn't they go home?
然后呢，他们后来他们逃到埃及去了。
And then they went to Egypt.
那么在埃及以后，他们待了还待了几年。
And they stayed in Egypt for a few years.
然后呢，直到呢，希律王死了。
And then after King Herod died.
这时候呢，先那个使者跟他说，好了，你是希律死了，你可以回以色列地去了。
And then the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt.
那么约瑟呢起来，把他的小孩子跟他母亲要带到以色列地去。
So Joseph got up and took the child and his mother and went and left for Egypt.
他要回哪里去呢？
Where did he go?
他要回犹大地区，犹太地区。
He was planning on going originally to Judea. He was not planning originally to return back to Galilee after
Egypt.
Because he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in place of his father Herod.
And
he was afraid to go there.
所以在梦中呢，主呢警戒他，他才回到加利利去。
So then God warned him in a dream and he left for Galilee.
在这个时候，他要回家了。他为什么还不回他的那个加利利呢？他要回犹大呢
？So after leaving Egypt, why is it that he wanted to go to Judea and not return to his original hometown?
约瑟跟玛利亚都是那个拿撒勒城里长大的。
Both Joseph and Mary were from Nazareth.
他们没有理由到一个陌生的地方长期待在那里。
There was no reason for them to stay for a long time in Bethlehem.
为什么他不回他自己的本家去呢？
Why didn't they go back to their hometown?
我想，我们可能永远都没有办法明白玛利亚跟约瑟他们当时所面对的难处。
I don't think we'll ever come to fully understand the difficulties and experiences of Mary and Joseph.
我们可能永远没有办法明白，在那个时代的环境，在那个社会底下，他们做出这么大的决定的时候，他们付出代价有多大。
We'll never fully come to understand that when they decided to make this commitment, how much of a burden they had to carry.
只有主他自己知道。
Only the Lord Himself knows.
感谢神啊，神找到这样一个器皿。
Thank God that He was able to find these two vessels.
愿意呢，在主这那个降生的这件事情上呢，成为主他的器皿。
Thank God that He was able to find these two vessels that were able to execute God's will for the birth of Jesus.
不论这个代价有多少。
No matter how great that price.
不论这个代价有多大。
No matter how much they had to pay.
他们愿意在这主的手中成为主他自己所使用的。
That they were willing to commit their lives to be used by God.
我在读这个故事的时候呢，我就想起了在那个启示录啊第十二章的时候，那边有一个图画。
So when I was reading this, I remembered what was recorded in Revelation chapter 12.
在启示录十二章的时候，那边有一个出现一个异象哈。
In Revelation 12, there appeared a great sign.
他那里说有一个妇人呢，她身披日头，脚踏月亮，头上戴着十二星的冠冕。
That this great sign, it was a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars.
她在那个生产当中啊，艰难的当中啊，疼痛呼叫。
And she was with child, and she cried out, being in labor and in pain to give birth.
这旁边呢是有一个大红龙哈，七头十脚的大红龙啊，这旁边等着哈，要等他生下孩子以后，把那个孩子给吞吃了。
So then there was this great red dragon that had 7 heads, 10 horns, and 7 diadems on its head that was waiting to devour the child after she was going to give birth.
但是那个孩子一生下来以后呢，就被那个什么提到神那里去了。
But right after the child was born, the child was caught up to God and to his throne. So then the woman fled into the wilderness so that for 3.5 years.
那么在这个意象里头，我们知道那个妇人呢代表是教会。
So we know that the woman represents the church.
那么那个男孩子代表是得胜者。
And the child represents the overcomer.
因为后面他说到的，弟兄胜过他呢，是借着羔羊的血和自己所见证的道啊。Because
later on we read that they overcame by because of the blood of the lamb and the word of the testimony.
在末世的时候
，during the end times，
在主要再来的时候
，when the Lord is going to come again，
那神呢要在教会当中呢得着一批得胜者。
God wants to have a people.
这批得胜者呢，要见证主的道，要见证神是他自己。
He wants for himself a group of overcomers.
他为了要见证主啊，他们那个就算牺牲了自己的性命，他们也不在乎。
He wants a group of overcomers that did not love their own life even when faced with death.
因着神在教会当中得着一批得胜者。
That God would have these group of overcomers in His church.
那么可以那个代表教会的这个预备完全的等候迎接主的再来。
So that these overcomers in the church would be ready and prepared for the Lord's return.
唯有神在教会当中得着一批得胜者。
Only when God has acquired these overcomers.
再得到一批他可以使用的百姓。
Has acquired these people that He can use.
他呢能够 迎接等候主的再来。
Then they can fulfill the Lord Jesus' second coming.
这两个图画呢，摆在一起的时候，我觉得好像很多地方的相似啊。
When we put these two pictures side by side, we see a lot of similarities.
第一次的时候是主第一次来的时候。
First, it was the first coming of the Lord Jesus.
虽然那个外面是这么样的黑暗。
Even though the conditions is very dark.
虽然神的百姓根本没有预备好。
Even though the people at the time were not ready,
但是呢，神呢找到了一批人。
But God found a group of people.
有博士们。
Through the Magi.
其实在那个在路加福音里的，他们看见有西面啊，有亚拿啊，
And,
有撒加利亚，有以撒伯啊。
And in the book of Luke, we see that there were
Zacharias and Elizabeth.
And Simon.
那么在这里啊，更重要的，他是看见有玛利亚，有约瑟，有玛利亚啊。
But here we see that there's Mary and Joseph.
他们愿意呢, 承受神所托付,
and we see that they are willing to carry on this responsibility.
不论这个代价是有多大,
no matter how great this price.
不论他们要对他们所受到的那个要那个受到多大的羞辱,
no matter how much shame they had to bear.
为了主的名，为了主的功，他们愿意摆上自己。
For the Lord, they were willing to commit themselves.
主再来的时候能够找到这样的人吗？
When the Lord comes again, will he be able to find such people?
虽然主再来的时候，这个时代是黑夜已深，是越来越黑暗。
So even when the Lord comes a second time, there will be the condition of the world will still be in great darkness.
但是主如果要来的话，
but if the Lord wants to come,
光是黑暗的时候，就是黑暗时代，不是他来的条件。
The condition of the world being in darkness is not his criteria.
那么神他要再来的话，
when the Lord
主要再来的话，
if he, when he comes again,
他在地上呢，必须要找到一批能够成为他自己见证的人。
He needs to find a group of people to bear his testimony.
教会必须要预备整齐，那个装饰整齐，预备好了迎接我们主再来。
The church needs to prepare themselves to be ready for his return.
教会不装饰好，
if the church is not ready,
世界再黑暗都没有用啊，主不能来。
No matter how dark this world is, the Lord cannot come.
那么主来的时候一定要得到一些人。
When he comes, he needs to have a people
能够为了主的心意摆上自己的。
That for the fulfillment of God's will, they're willing to commit themselves.
能够把自己摆在主的手中，成为他自己的器皿。
To be able to give themselves into God's hands to be their vessels, to be His vessels.
预备好了。
To be prepared.
等候主的再来。
To wait for the Lord's return.
巴不得呢，借着主他在地上所出生的这段故事。
Through the story of the birth of the Lord Jesus.
虽然我们呢，这个故事可能多年也熟悉。
Even though after all these years we may be familiar with this story,
但是我们看见了主，借着主第一次来的时候，
and through the Lord's first coming,
那么不但我们看见神的心意啊，看见神在地上所拣选的人，
we see not only God's will, but we also see the people God chose.
那么在时候满足的时候，主来了。
So that during the fullness of the times, the Lord Jesus came.
巴不得呢。 主在我们当中了，在神的教会当中也做同样的工作。
May the Lord continue to do His work in His people.
这是有一批人预备好了。
That there would be a people ready and prepared.
等候主的再来。
To wait for the Lord's return.
我们一点祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
借着你爱子耶稣基督道成的肉身，成为我们的拯救。
Through your beloved Son, the Lord Jesus, who became flesh for us, He was our Savior.
借因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治；以他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
He was crushed for our iniquities, and He was chastened for our well-being.
借着主降卑为人，他来成为我们的拯救。
He humbled Himself like a bondslave to be our Savior.
也看见，那个为着主来，你实在是预备了一批人。
Lord, when you come, may you find a group of people ready for you.
能够成为神自己手中的器皿。
That we would be your vessels.
巴不得主再来的时候。
Lord, and when you come again,
神在地上也找到一批人。
May you also find a group of people.
能够等候催促主的再来。
That can be ready, prepared, and hasten the Lord's return.
求你怜悯我们。
May you have mercy on us.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.